Section 3, Mining and Manufacturing Industries. As you read, look for natural resources, the importance of road systems, terms, service industry, labor force, strip mining, state of the art, synthetic. Industry in Alabama can be divided into mining, manufacturing, and service industries. Mining industries extract raw materials from the earth. These natural resources are then used to manufacture goods and produce energy. Manufacturing industries make goods, which are the things that people buy and use. The service industry provides work without producing goods. Service industry workers include waiters, doctors, attorneys, and teachers. The state's civilian labor force, group of available workers, in November 2010 was 2,134,807. That includes all kinds of workers. One day, you will be in the labor force. Mining industries. Alabama has a good supply of valuable natural resources. These include coal, natural gas, petroleum, and limestone. Coal. The same thing happened to mining that happened to farming. Machines were invented to do some of the work. That meant fewer miners were needed. The older coal mines were usually underground. Miners would go down a mine shaft, then dig tunnels into the coal seams. Machines made it possible to mine coal a new way. One of those new ways of mining is surface or strip mining. This works best in the Appalachian Plateau region, where the layers of coal are near the Earth's surface. This kind of mining uses a machine as big as a house. The machine digs away the rock and soil mix that covers a layer of coal. Then other machines move in to scoop up the coal. Strip mining changed much of the land in the Black Warrior region near Jasper. Most of the state's coal comes from Jefferson, Tuscaloosa, and Walker counties. Nearly three-fourths of Alabama's electricity is generated by burning coal. Oil and natural gas. Alabama is one of the top producers of oil and natural gas in the United States. The first discovery of oil in Alabama was in Choctaw County in 1944. The biggest oil field east of the Mississippi River is at Citronelle in Mobile County. Recent discoveries of natural gas may move Alabama higher in the rankings. New natural gas deposits were found in the Black Warrior Basin and in the Big Canoe Creek field. The Lower Mobile Bay Mary Ann Field is another natural gas source. Alabama's coal beds have produced huge amounts of methane gas. The value of gas and oil drilled in the state is several billion dollars a year. Today, Alabama produces 200 times more natural gas than in 1970. Geologists expect to find even more natural gas in the state. Stone quarrying. A quarry is a large pit that is formed when stone is cut or blasted from the earth. There are limestone quarries throughout the state. Limestone is mainly used to make cement or as a base for roads and highways. It is also used in the production of steel. Marble has been quarried in the Sylacauga Marble Belt for 160 years. It is used in buildings, monuments, and art. Manufacturing industries. Manufacturing industries in Alabama include paper, textiles, chemicals, and steel. Once the goods are manufactured, they must be transported for sale. Some manufactured goods are sold within the United States, and some are exported. Paper mills. The leading manufactured goods in Alabama are paper products. There are a number of paper mills across the state. Paper products made in Alabama may be anything from cardboard to fine writing paper. The state's pulp and paper industries produce billions of dollars worth of products every year. Textiles. Alabama is a leading textile-producing state. Textiles are made in factories called mills. They are called mills because they were among the first industries to use water power. The state's textile mills make fabric, thread, and yarn. Garment factories across the state make clothing, including military uniforms. Many American textile companies have moved out of the country. They moved because labor costs were cheaper in other parts of the world. Chemicals. Many industries use chemical products. Most chemical producers in the state are in the Decatur, Anniston, and Mobile areas. Plants in Alabama also make glue, plastic, fertilizer, and chemical fibers. Iron and steel. Alabama produces more steel than any other metal. Some of the steel plants in the state are in Birmingham, Decatur, Tuscaloosa, Brewton, Marion, Columbiana, Anniston, Mobile, Millport, and Gadsden. Alabama industries use steel to make parts for cars and other vehicles. Steel is also used to make ships, missiles, rockets, bridges, buildings, and rail cars. Alabama is one of the greatest exporters of cast iron pipe in the world. The University of Alabama at Birmingham, UAB, is doing research on casting. Their work will make casting of all materials easier by using X-rays. The X-rays show mistakes in the casting. Then corrections can be made before products are molded. Manufacturing today. Many new kinds of manufacturing have come to Alabama during this century. Most Alabama cities now have factories. One thing about factory location is still the same, the need for good transportation links. Rivers and dirt roads were important links for early factories. Then railroads became important. Today, interstate highways are a major link for transporting manufactured goods. A Boeing rocket factory operates in Decatur. It is the world's newest and most state-of-the-art, modern, rocket plant. Decatur's location on the Tennessee River was one reason it was selected for the factory. The plant builds Delta rockets for military and commercial customers. Lockheed Martin's plant in Troy produces many weapons for the U.S. Army. It manufactures several missiles, including the Javelin, Hellfire, and Predator. Mercedes-Benz is based in Germany. The company built a large automobile-making plant in Vance near Tuscaloosa. This plant is not on a river or a railroad, but it is near an interstate highway. Mercedes-Benz makes three models there. Honda built a large automobile manufacturing plant in Lincoln in Talladega County. The company doubled the size of its plant by 2004. Alabama Honda now makes SUVs, pickup trucks, sedans, and engines. Honda is a Japanese-based automaker. Hyundai is based in South Korea. It built a $1 billion factory on the southern edge of Montgomery. This facility builds sedans and SUVs. It is the most advanced assembly plant in North America. Several other factories that make parts for the cars were built around Hyundai. These plants provide jobs for many people. Toyota Motor Manufacturing, Alabama is located near an interstate highway in Huntsville. The plant makes engines for pickup trucks and SUVs. The $543.6 million plant produces 400,000 motors a year. Toyota is based in Japan. Synthetic, man-made diamonds are a product developed by the physics department at UAB. These new diamonds are put on metals to make a smooth surface. This type of research creates jobs for Alabamians. UAB is the largest employer in Alabama. ThyssenKrupp Steel and Stainless USA is based in Germany. The company built a very large steel rolling plant near Mobile. This state-of-the-art facility manufactures carbon and stainless steel. Think it through. 1. What car companies have plants in Alabama? 2. Why do products have to be moved after they are made? 3. Name 2 natural resources that are good for the economy and help Alabama. Thank you.